You're listening to SBS News.
Catherine Wang has already won the under-15 national épée title and has also competed strongly abroad. She says she took up the sport more by chance than anything else.
I had a family friend who was a fencer. He went to Sydney Boys and he was doing a lot of comps, so I got dragged along to one of his training sessions once. And I was surprisingly good at stabbing people.
The talent pool is small, which means the Olympic grant money will be used wisely. High travel costs can make life tough for even the most talented sportspeople. In fencing, Wang says it's important to play against the best.
I think what the grant does for me is just allows me and it supports me when I need to go overseas or interstate to compete and train, because it's a relatively small sport. So most of the higher level fencers which I would compete with, we all live really far away.
Her mother, Xiao Hua, is central to Wang's success. The academic also brought up Catherine's older brother, Ya, as a single parent. Miss Hua insists she doesn't want to be seen as a stereotypical pushy parent, encouraging her children to overachieve.
I think as long as she achieves her best, as long as she's happy, I'm happy. I'm not the mom, like Asian mom, push her all the way. No.
Coach Simon Jin originates from Shanghai, and once a year she travels with him to China to visit the fencing club where he used to coach. He says the trips are a very useful addition to Wang's regular training sessions.
I think it's very helpful because over there, like the sort of the, like a professional training. Okay, they are training like the level is very high. It's very good for her if she can go there often, but unfortunately she has to study here. You know, so she only can go like once a year for 1 or 2 weeks.
Catherine Wang was born in Adelaide and spent her early years there. But when her mother needed to relocate to Sydney for work reasons, Wang was able to connect with her Chinese heritage, spending time in China while her mother established her career in New South Wales.
As a kid, I felt like more connected to like China in a sense, because I did, when I was really young, I went and lived overseas with my grandparents because my mum had to just juggle work and China, and having like 2 kids and being a single parent, it's just kind of hard. So I went overseas and lived with my grandparents, and I felt like I connected more with my Chinese heritage.
It makes the fact she's a talented musician, artist, high-achieving student and an elite fencer all the more noteworthy. She has a bit of time now to concentrate on her other endeavours, but when it comes time to get serious about fencing again, she'll be ready.
Towards the end of this year, there are some national competitions, so I'm just hoping I can do well in them, maybe make a couple of top 8s and top 4s and podiums at these comps, yeah.
Following a sporting dream is one thing, but with someone as capable as Catherine Wang, it would not be a surprise if she makes it all the way to an Olympics. If not, the worlds of academia, music or art are awaiting her. John Baldock, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.